You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online streaming around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of the Midday Show, and so excited to welcome Peter, Bjorn, and John in our new studios here at KEXP. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Lovely here.
So great to have you here. I was looking back at our history with you, and we've had you in a different location each of the previous four times that you've played, so we like to keep it new and interesting with you.
Yeah.
And speaking of new and interesting, you've got a great new album called Breaking Point. You gonna play songs from that today?
Exclusively, yes.
Excellent. Well, why don't you take it away? It's Peter, Bjorn, and John live on KEXP.
This is the title track, Breaking Point.
The European late October nights, stay inside with your doubts. In the quest of what is worthwhile, lawyers try on the couch, hypnotized. It's a small step for humanity, a giant step for me. I've been waiting. Sudden Jesus, sudden Superman. Got it from whiskey like any loser can. Be running on empty, I leave it all in your hands. Now show me what to do, I'm listening to you. You've been hiding in the bosom of my dream. Now the clock sets the scene. We've been eagerly awaiting your entree. What to do, what to say. All the trivialities are out of focus in my mind. All I really wish is you'll be doing fine.
That sounds so lovely. Peter, Bjorn, and John live on KEXP, the title track from the brand new album, Breaking Point. It's been a long time since I've heard those beautiful voices together.
Oh,
thank you.
I can't believe it's been 5 years, over 5 years since you've been in studio. I remember that vibrant last session like it was just yesterday.
When did you move here?
We moved here in December, so we haven't even been here a year yet.
Nice.
It's great. So we continue with another new song. This is called Do-Si-Do.
Smiles all around. It's Peter, Bjorn, and John live on KEXP, the new album, Breaking Point. Tonight, they're playing at Numo's here in Seattle. And thank you so much for always making time to come by KEXP. It's so fun to hear these songs live. I know after your last record, Gimme Some, which was in 2011, you toured extensively. And from what I've read, it sounds like you smashed your guitars, burned up your practice space, and just started new. Can you tell me about the beginning of this record? I know you've been through some trials and tribulations in the making of this one.
Well, everybody had to go to hospital for 6 months. And then when we came out, it was winter time. And then we went back to the hospital another 6 months. And then we started this new record, Breaking Point, with the inspiration of like big songs and choruses and Also the help of Patrick Berger, who's a friend of ours and a producer, a songwriter in Stockholm. So we started that, and then it only took 4 years, and then we're here.
And I understand you worked with a number of producers on this one. Is it because it took so long and people just weren't available, or were you looking for different sounds for different songs?
Producers gotta live too, and
yes, they do.
And they can't, you know, work on two songs for 2 years. So it's. Well, we started. We did half of it with Patrick, and then we sort of did some work on our own, and we couldn't really figure out how to do it. And then we reached out to other people like Paul Epworth and Emil Haney.
Bjorn, I know that you're a producer yourself, and you've worked with a ton of great artists. And I'm wondering, as a band, Peter, Bjorn, and John, do you always work with other producers, or do you take your own hand at it sometimes?
Since Living Thing, I haven't produced, but we worked with Per Sunding from the band, Swedish band Eggstone, on Gimme Some, and that was cool. But we needed more help with songwriting, we thought. We wanted someone that worked in the pop field but also knew rock music. So we tried to find those kind of guys.
I know that you have released the album on Ingrid, which is a record label of your own, and I'm definitely very interested in that. It's not only a record label, but it's a studio and a collective of friends and musicians. Can you tell me, I'm trying to envision what the actual space is like, both as an emotion and a feeling and as a physical space. It really sounds neat when I read about it in interviews with you.
It's hard to describe because we don't really know ourselves, but it's like a secret society of Swedish pop. But you have to walk in through a coffee machine to get to the studio. And then when you come out, you have a new record or something. It's just it's hard to get in, but it's even harder to get out.
Is it so secret that you cannot name any of the members of the collective?
Yes, Stig Larsson is one, but he passed away, sadly. And Lykke Li and Mike Snow, both the band and the guy. And Teddy Bears. Who else? There's some art graphic designer that made our new Breaking Point cover art. He's called Jonas Torvestig. He also did the Gimme Some record.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know how you get any work done. It sounds like you're always making music, though. You've been a band for, what's it been, over 15 years now.
Yeah.
And you're all very busy making music and working with other artists outside of Peter, Bjorn, and John. And I'm guessing that that's important to bring creativity back at the band and just to keep going for so long.
Yeah, I mean, we all learn stuff from working with other people, and then we come back to the band with new experiences and bring that into the band. And also, actually, the whole process of making this record, sitting in the room together, the three of us, and trying to write the best songs ever, and then bring them to different people to sort of enchant them, and you learn from how the different producers work in the studio. So when we go back and do the next record, we have a lot of knowledge of different ways of making music. So yeah,
we took a lot of pictures and notes, so we can set up a Emil Haney room and a Paul Epworth church studio in miniature, so we don't have to go there next time.
I just have to ask you, enhance, how do you say it? I said it the wrong way, right? Enhance, how do you say it?
No, enhance.
Enhance, because yeah. I said exchance or something.
It sounded beautiful. I knew what you meant. I like the way you said it.
Bjorn's brother is called Hans.
Enhance.
Enhance.
You can release an enhanced version of this album. Remixes from all your friends in the collective.
Yeah.
Peter, Bjorn, and John joining us live in studio here at KEXP. And tonight they'll be at Numo's, and more songs from Breaking Point coming up now.
Yes, we're going to continue with one called In This Town.
We'll be right back. faces, running scared in an empty street. All alone in a crowd of my own. In this town, sights and sounds are getting familiar. A tumble down. In this town, it's time to move on. So come take me away before night turns to day. Move me, 'cause tonight I don't wanna go home. I wanna go back to when it started. In the last I found, I'm nobody now. I'm gone. I'm in with the departed.
In This Town, from the new album Breaking Point, from Peter, Bjorn, and John. Tonight they'll play at Numo's, and so excited to have them here in our studios at KEXP.
On the downtown train, with my ball and chain, when the clock strikes eight, a chain reaction. I've been on the floor, I've been shown the door, now it's next in store, a chain reaction. Bar. A chain reaction.
Good to the last drop. It's Peter, Bjorn, and John live on KEXP. Tonight they're playing at Numo's and a brand new record called Breaking Point. Thank you so much. So great to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.